Peter Snowden joins us now. Duff, morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew. Duff.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, plenty happening, Pete. Your stable, some good chances in a lot of races today.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting day, Andrew, and hope they run to what the form says.
Hmm. We'll start in Sydney, Pete. Onslaught in race four. First up, any expectations?
Look, it goes well fresh, but goes better probably third and fourth up. He's come back well, though. He's been given a good spell. He's had a good prep coming forward. This is the time of year he needs to be in, so I'm hoping this will be a good prep for him.
It's obvious Poetic Charm is trialling very, very well.
Yeah, he's going well, too. It's been a little bit of an enigma in previous preparations. He's sort of teased a few times and on doing some good things. He runs well without winning, but he was a bit more consistent last preparation, but I feel he's gone a bit better again this prep, so looking forward to see how he goes today. He's a little bit awkward, but his trials, his work has been very good.
Mm. What are you thinking there, forward or back?
Oh, look, I've changed my mind three times, but I think I'll leave the time. He knows him quite well, so I think if he steps well, we're more likely to go forward if he steps well. But if he's a bit slow out, which sometimes he can be, then plan B will be his.
Race five, Reel Him In Ruby. She's very genuine.
Yeah, tries really hard. Got a good soft draw there today, and she's come on nicely from her last start. She's very, very consistent, very honest, and she gets a chance to atone for last start.
There's advances there as well. She showed good improvement second up last prep. Could that happen again?
It definitely could. I thought her run was good the other day, and getting further she gets out, probably a mile is a right trip, but getting out to 40 now is somewhere near where we want to be, but she's going particularly well at home here.
And Island Missile, awkward draw, but beaten by a good type there first up.
Yeah, look, I normally wouldn't run from there, but he's such a gross horse. He needs racing to keep him up the mark. So probably 40 is not such a bad thing. He'll get back anyway, but he's trained on nicely from his last start and should run well again.
Brisbane, a couple of these 2-year-olds in the first creator, back up at a mile, dropping in class. Can we expect better?
Absolutely. I was really disappointed in him the other day. He didn't run a yard. I don't know if it was the track or what it was. Karen seemed to think it was the track. He just didn't get that toe hold in that different surface. But it was too bad to be true. I was very confident he'd run very well. Between him and Strasbourg, I didn't think there was much between them at all. And one the other one's got beat a furlong. So hence the quick back up, back onto normal grass at Durban. But he's had a good week. He's well himself. I can't fault him. And it won't surprise to see him run a lot better today.
No. Autocratic, solid at Newcastle.
Nice horse. I've liked him. He's getting up his right trips now, and this mile looks ideal for him.
So would you say, again, not much between them?
Not much between them, but on form you'd have to go for Autocratic, but on class I would have to go for a creator. But, well, there again, I'm not much between them. I can't really split them, really.
Race two, California Zimba. What a good sort she is. Better draw today. Had a tough run the other day. How's she done?
Well, I listed her to tell me what to do with it, really. I thought when I watched the race, she'd be going straight to the paddock. But I gave her a few days to see how she was, and she bounced off it really, really well. She's a very tough filly. I'm sure she's going to make the grade later on as well. But she's done everything right since the last start. Her work was good Tuesday. Nice and fresh and bright and blood's good. So no reason to see why she won't back up off that run this Saturday. But much better draw, but a little bit of speed there.
Could be tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he needs to sort of have an A and B in his head going out there, because it just could turn out a disaster like last start. But good rider on board that's informed, so we'll trust him to make the right call.
Yeah. Race four, Brave Song. Foot on the till. Funny race this, not much speed.
Yes, and another one that I really wanted to draw better in, because he's going really well. I was very confident it's going. I thought, although he was beaten, there's a lot of merit in the run. But he's done this preparation, he's gone, I think, to another level. So very confident he run well today, but just needs a bit of luck in running.
Yeah. And Snippet Slam, well, he likes the trip up to Queensland.
He loves the sun on his back. Yeah. He's getting towards the end of he's been a great old campaigner. This is his last preparation, so things haven't panned out for him, but in saying that, he's probably lost a little bit of a confidence now. But he's a better get back around the outside sort of horse, and he hasn't been able to do that lately. But I wasn't surprised to see him run better, but he has to turn a lot of, has to find a lot to win.
Yeah. One runner at Caulfield, Holy Blade, he has some good fresh form. Have you got a grip of him yet?
Like his best form's on better ground. They're saying a soft six. If that's all it is, I don't think it'll worry him. But his trial's been very good. He looks great, the horse. He's in very good order. And his form, he hasn't got bad form, actually. And,
no.
So I definitely think he's probably a bit all good out of the odds from what we're seeing at home.
Okay. And a few runners at Kembla. How's CJ settled in? CJ Grant?
Yeah, no, she's a good girl. No, she rides well. Comes from a great family, and I'm sure she'll make a presence felt here. She's got 3 kilo claims. Brilliant. She's ridden 95 winners or something. Mm. So to claim 3 provincials is a big plus. But she's got a good chance for that one, so hopefully she can crack it again.
Beauty. Good luck today, Pete.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.